Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. It's a beautiful day in the Deep South. We're into the spring, and what I call our spring is our summer, or maybe your summer, because we're already going to be up into the 90s. Doesn't that sound like fun? And here in the South, people get out of school, the kids, in the beginning of May, not like when I used to live in the Northeast and my kids got out of school in June. So it'll be time for the kids to come home soon and to be around you all summer long. You know, I think this is the best time when parents who are working, sending their kids to daycare, sending them to other people to watch them, sending them to other programs or whatever. But in the summer, right when they get off of school, that first 2 weeks I call as a golden opportunity week. And you know why I say that? It's because that's the 2 weeks where you could see what's really shaken out with your child. Are they listening? Are they paying attention? Is their stomach bothering them? Are they not eating? Are they oversleeping? Are they not sleeping? And what's going on with them? And that is your golden opportunity just before you jump into summer activities. And when you look at that golden opportunity 2 weeks, you can say, you know, I didn't even notice that. That really shook me. I didn't even pay attention to that. And why is my child not eating this regular food that I make now? Because we're not out running to fast food. And why is he in the bathroom all day long? Is he doing that at school? These are a lot of questions that really come up if you pay attention, what I call again, that 2 week of opportunity. So today my guest is Stephanie Ray. She is the president and CEO of BioRay, the natural detox company. And this is all about toxic overload in children and how it can affect their health. I know we are going to dissect every word in this because toxic overload in children, are you kidding me? I don't even know what that means. And what does that word toxic even mean? And why is it even kids? And why am I even thinking about this? You know, I'm not sick. Why is my kid sick? You know, so we're going to be talking about all of this. So, Stephanie, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Gallagher. Thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
And don't you believe that that's, you know, that first 2 weeks right after, I think I always call it the golden opportunity. Have you ever thought about that or has any parents commented on that?
We hear that a lot. We hear it the 2 weeks when school's complete and then a few weeks before school begins and then into the school year, we see a lot of issues come up that give parents a chance to look at how their kids have been eating, what impact stress has been having on them, what impact the environment's been having on them. So it is. It's a wonderful time to be with your child and prepare your child for having a great summer.
And I think a lot of times parents don't even recognize it because, you know, all year long you're going from here to there and, you know, parents work now. You know, I worked. I had four kids. I was, you know, daycare in the morning, go to work, you know, go to class, go back at the kids, go do this all over again, you know. And I can tell you, I probably did not recognize a lot of things, but I did my best. But always at the end of the school year when you were rushing to find daycare for the summer was when you, I would, like, sort of hit the wall. It's like, oh, crap, something's going on here. And that's when I find parents generally start to call in, don't you think?
Yes, I do. We do see a lot of issues with high histamines. We see, you know, issues with the bowels, with the GI tract, and other things. So, you know, it's something that will actually have a lasting effect. Looking at it at the end of the school year and sort of cleaning up the high load of toxins that have been going on with your child, and you can remove them safely. You can support the organs of elimination. But I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here, Dr. Gallagher. What would you like to ask me?
So what I would ask you probably first is let's describe and define the word toxin or toxic overload. Because you know what? So many people, they just have no clue what that means. And when you, as soon as you say it, they look at you like you have 10 heads, and it's like, okay, give me a pill, we'll take it, and I'll see you later. So, I mean, that is something that's very, very hard for many people to understand, and even still, someone to even conceptually look at the idea. It's like, what is that? I don't even know what it means, so why bother?
Well, it's become very integrated into our life in the modern time. So we know that we need gas to have our cars run, and we know that we need preservatives to make our foods last longer. We know that we need to fly in airplanes to get from here to there. And all of these things use chemicals that our human bodies cannot break down. And so what ends up happening is that these chemicals store in the body and they accumulate. And as they accumulate, we notice our children getting dimmer and dimmer. They're not as bright. They're not as calm. They're not able to sit in circle anymore. They may have outbreaks on their skin. They'll have bowel issues. Their taste buds will change completely. They won't eat the foods that they naturally would eat before, more wholesome foods. They have difficulty removing these toxins because kids' bodies are smaller than adults. So these toxins, for example, airplanes are the largest pollutant of lead in the country, in the United States. And we've got airplanes flying all the time. And, you know, there's an issue with lead decreasing our children's mental capabilities. Yet the EPA does not monitor aviation and the fuels that they use. So this is something that's actually just being looked at, and a petition is being filed for this to begin to be regulated. So it's very difficult for a child to remove the lead, and then it bioaccumulates in the body, and then they have a hard time thinking. They have a hard time processing their thoughts. Does that help?
You know, and what I like to talk to people also about is I say you're given an antibiotic. An antibiotic kills something. When it kills it, the other part of the antibiotic is not to remove that killed part out of your body. It stays there. So in other words, you're killing bacteria, but you're getting remnants of stuff. So that's junk in one trunk. And then we look at, we say, she's a terrible rash. And I had a parent at one time, she carried Benadryl around in these little sippy things. And the kid just knew every time she felt like it, she went and took a Benadryl. It was like, really? And you're 2 years old? And she just kept holding that in. So that's another thing into that sump pump. You know, you're holding back that which needs to be coming out or moving out. And then you look at it and you say, well, it's okay that they have chocolate milk and donut holes for breakfast. You know, oh, my goodness, I can't figure out why they have so many ear infections. But, you know, it just must be those bacteria. It has nothing to do with their chocolate milk and their donuts, and especially when they have it at night and they lay down. And that's a whole complete paradigm that you're saying that all these kids are toxic and let's clean them out and they'll do great, to all the way over here where the parents are saying, I'm just going to stop it because I don't know what to do with it. So really what I find your company does is it brings the two together easily. And it says, if you're taking all of these things and you have all these remnants of stuff that you've killed off or stuff that you've held back or things that can't clear out and it's all in this pile in your child, let's just move it out. Basically.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're saying.
It is. And there's a way that the body likes to do this. There's a biology that, you know, as we know, like in a pond, for example, there's a natural biology to the pond. There's a natural biology to the body and how it likes to remove these things. And so one of the first things that we want to do is we want to support the organs that help us eliminate these toxins, and that would be the bowels and the liver. And then we would follow that up with the GI tract. But I want to back up a little bit here, too, and talk about what you were saying about antibiotics and what they kill. And they're useful in an emergency. I mean, they're there for a reason. Now, the thing to consider, and it's part of the education for parents, is that they have a half-life. And half-life means You know, they work for a certain amount of time, and then their debris or their residue likes to sit in the liver. It's filtered out and down through the liver, and it likes to sit in the liver. And then we may notice after our children have been on a certain number of rounds of antibiotics that they're cranky or they get frustrated easily. And my background's in traditional Chinese medicine by trade and also biochemistry. And what we see is that the liver becomes congested. And that's a very common occurrence in today's modern times. Again, I keep referring to it as modern times because we didn't have these issues to this degree before World War II. So in these years, we see that this accumulation is being dealt with by different organ systems in the body, and the main one is the liver. We actually call the liver the general of the army because it is responsible for so many jobs, and one of the main ones is making a toxic substance less toxic and then sending it out through the urinary tract or out through the bowels. And that's where the residue of antibiotics, they leave the body this way. Now, if the liver's not strong in our kids and healthy, then we do see emotions back up. The liver is also the valve for emotions. And when this valve is closed or halfway open, for example, we see emotions back up, like frustration, anxiety, and stress. So there's very much a relationship to how the body functions and how our children behave or how their emotional well-being is occurring for them. So it's very important to support how they leave the body.
And also, too, I find that, I mean, I've seen this picture a zillion times, I'm sure you all have, is the parent will come in with their glass of their green goop or whatever, you know, doing their detox stuff. And the child is throwing a temper tantrum, has got a red face, and you know, and throwing stuff around in the car. The parent says, well, what do you want, honey? Let's go get what you want, and they'll stop at a fast food, you know. And that is just mm-hmm. the exact picture that you have just described. You know, parents do not equate that if the parent is detoxing, what do you think about the child? The child is smaller, has a heavier hit, and things just are not getting out. And they don't equate 1 + 1 = 2.
Yes, it's absolutely one of those, you know, the parent and the child, there's, you know, we have our relationship, and that relationship extends to how the child models and sees the parent taking care of themselves. But sometimes it's not in reverse. The parent wants to cater to the child and make them happy. And right. that often means like a run-in for French fries and, you know, GMO chicken and, you know, all kinds of, mm-hmm. I mean, GMO coverings on the chicken. And we wonder why they have GI issues. And it is an issue.
You know, I think this whole idea, too, of what we put into our body as adults and children has drastically changed in the last 5 years. People would have never thought that they actually had to make a change in their diet. They would have never believed that the food that they were eating was a problem to them or their children. And that really has come about. I know myself as a naturopathic physician, I'm sure you with your practice, you all have said this with the company. We've been saying this forever, right? But now it has just come forefront, and now because the media picks it up. So in the media, then we pick up, well, what do we do with our kids? Oh, well, their kids are going to be okay, and the parents just need to keep detoxing. I think eventually we're going to have a problem with the parents, too, though, because you can walk around drinking all this detox stuff, and really it's doing partial phases of detoxing, and you're going to eventually have some sort of backup. I'm waiting for that. I'll bet probably in 5 years something new will pop up that will say, my gosh, we should have never done that. Or we should have done it more completely.
Well, that's one of the things that we have really practiced at BioRay and BioRay Kids. with our clinical background is you have to support the organs of elimination or no detox is going to be effective. You know, as you know, one of the first rules of medicine is if the bowels aren't moving daily, no progress can be made. So a lot of times people will embark on a detoxification process and not make sure that their bowels are moving daily. This is an issue because where do you think those toxins are going? Well, they're reabsorbing into the blood, and then you have what we call a detox reaction. And then they don't feel well, and they think, oh, this is part of the detox. Well, that's not part of the detox. And at BioRay, we do this very specifically and very safely in removing toxins. It has to be done after we've supported the liver and the bowels and the GI tract. And it only takes a couple of weeks to work on that. The liver is one of the most efficient organs in the body. It you know, with 25% of itself left, it can regenerate. So we know that giving the liver foods, things that actually restore it, are restoratives, it does what it wants to do naturally much, much better, which is detoxify. So we have some products that work specifically at giving the liver things that it loves that are a food for it, like your beta 1,3 and 1,6 glucans, Himamatsu Taki. It's a wonderful mushroom from Brazil. And in Japanese studies, this is shown to regenerate liver cells. This is really important in our kids because every day they're breathing toxic air, they're eating toxic foods, and they're sometimes on Western medicines, and that is where those toxins like to sit. They like to sit in the liver. So we want to support the liver in moving those down and out of the body.
And also, too, we think about the idea of with detox, we are always so concentrated on taking things out, and just as you've just said, there's no concentration on nurturing or feeding the health of the organ in the first place. So really, it's sort of like running your car and just keep swearing that it's going to keep working no matter what, just because you put gas in it, you know. It's okay that you don't put oil, but you've got to keep putting gas because it's going to get you where you have to go. And I think a lot of people think of it that way. I'm just going to just keep doing it because the media says so. I'm going to detox, you know. And they really do forget about the nurturing part. I mean, and that is so important because if it isn't at the best health that it can be, what's the point?
Yeah, and we found clinically that most people living in a city, their issue wasn't that they needed to detoxify. They actually needed to restore first. And they needed restorative foods. They needed to be eating great foods that supported liver health, like your cruciferous vegetables, you know, asparagus and broccoli, you know, all the stinky ones. Those are great for the liver. And, you know, when we do this, there's just this natural occurring that starts happening. Because these toxins block the neurotransmitters to the brain and they help perpetuate neurological issues like OCD behaviors, for example, or fidgetiness or anxiety. That's what these toxins do. This is why we see today such a stressed out society. We just keep perpetuating it. So it's very important to give the restoratives that help the liver work. We need to moisten the colon so the colon works well. Most people tend to be dehydrated and therefore constipated. Some people don't even know that going once a day is really important. You know, they think, oh, once a week is okay. No, that's not okay. Right. You need to be moving those toxins out every single day.
And also, too, with your basis on Chinese medicine, we also talk about warm and cold. And that is important, too, because if kids are just eating a totally cold diet all the time, or adults, you do have adult products, too, or if they're eating a totally warm one, they will shift that balance so that other things are not functioning correctly. And some people couldn't understand what I was trying to say about this. And a friend had called me recently, and she was helping a man, an elder person, who has cancer, and it's pretty much coming up on the end of his life, and she says, we're trying to give him all these salads and give him all this detox stuff, all these greens. That's what they say will cure his cancer. And I said, no, he's so cold. She says, yeah, he's walking around with a blanket. It's like, just give him the soups and the roots and all of those things and nurture him back. Within one day, he was like alive again and shed the blanket. So really, that is important to look at with your child, you know, and those things are something you should report to your practitioner, is because, you know, if you were swinging either one way or the other, that's something to be mm-hmm. noted, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You illustrated that very well. Cold foods close the digestion down, and warming foods open it up. And therefore, we're able to metabolize more when we are eating warming or neutral foods. And unfortunately, things like grease and sugar actually close these systems down. And if you put sugar in a petri dish with a bit of bacteria or a bit of virus, you see it bloom like a flower. And we wonder why kids keep getting these ear infections or, you know, runny noses and so forth, and then still give them, as you mentioned earlier, chocolate milk and donuts and things like this. Well, we're helping them grow. You know, it's like we're watering the garden of virus and bacteria by giving sweets. So decreasing those and giving things like soups and, you know, steamed veggies, those are things that are very warming and nurturing. You know, things like, you know, organic chicken. It's wonderful. It's more neutral, but it's a wonderful food for the kidneys, for example.
And we also look at that, too, which you were saying about, oh, goodness. Yeah, I totally lost it. Anyway, okay, so we have the adults now who are doing all of these drinks and they're loading them up with kale and all of these raw fruits and vegetables, and then they're wondering why they have a lot of dental decay, which has escalated, and which other people are finding that their thyroids are now having problems and they're blaming it on the kale, when really it may or may not be, but it also would be that essence of coldness, correct?
Yeah, coldness, it's just not able to function properly, you know.
Right.
It closes it down. It's basically like you put a closed for business sign on it. It can't function under that.
Let's start talking about some of the products. How did you get started in this company?
Well, you know, it started really a long time ago for me. When I was a little kid, I used to race motorcycles and out on the California desert. And in between races, I would collect herbs. That was just what I would do. And we had a woman that came out one time with a friend of another rider, and her name was Maria, and she used to tell me what I was collecting, and before that, nobody could really describe what it was, but it smelled good, and I'd stick them under the leg of my, you know, between my leg and my seat on the motorcycle and ride back to camp, what it did is it cultivated a curiosity, and the curiosity to, you know, why do these, you know, what are these for? What are these things she would tell me were fantastic, you know, putting them in soup. She was of Mexican descent from Mexico. So everything, you know, was you add these to soups, you put this on meat, you know, you put a little sage on your chicken, and, you know, these were our conversations. And it took hold. And so when I became a young adult, it was very, it was just a love. It was a love and a curiosity to go study. And one of my first teachers was a specialist in Chinese tonic herbalism. And what I learned from him was, you know, not treating chronic or acute issues, but more of the tonics, like how do you warm the lower burner? How do you enhance a person's ability to enjoy their life more, have more clarity while they're at school and think, you know, more efficiently? How do we get those systems working together, the spirit and mind and body? And that was my first step in learning about traditional Chinese medicine. And then when I met my former husband, Dr. Timothy Ray, he was really my teacher for the next 14 years, and we had several clinics that we owned in the Santa Monica and Los Angeles area that we practiced traditional Chinese medicine. Really it was more of a biological clinic where we would address foods. We would work with people with foods and food-based supplements, and we had a pharmacy, a single herb pharmacy, where we would mix up individuals' formulas for them, and as they continued to work, we knew we had something, and then we started testing it on biochemistry, on each person's biochemistry, and modifying the formula until we had something that worked for most people most of the time. And that's how the supplement company was born. It was really actually quite by accident. It was through these efforts that somebody mentioned us to some magazines in England, of all places, and they started doing studies with our formulas. And that was the start of BioRay. So that was 23 years ago.
And I'm sure you've seen a lot of children's health turn around pretty quickly if they follow the program.
You know, children are wonderful because they haven't been on the planet as long. So they really don't have the accumulation and the debris built up. So when you go to work with their bowels or you go to work with their liver or their GI tract, they get tummy aches. We see resolution within only a couple of weeks, but they actually begin feeling better within 24 to 48 hours. And the line that I put together specifically for kids is new to BioRay. We have had a therapeutic line for doctors over these last couple of decades, and we've been working very closely with Generation Rescue and their grant program for families, and we've been a founding member, so we've been there since the beginning and have gotten to see how Chinese herbs work with kids with neurodevelopmental issues, and they work very well. Most of our kids in today's day and age have inflamed livers or high liver enzymes, and we really can't do much as the liver is such an important part. So they use liver lice in the study. They use Phytoflora, and what I saw was, wow, every kid on the planet is exposed to the same toxin, only they may not have these neuro issues that the kids do that we work with GR, with Generation Rescue, but they need the support too. So I developed a line specifically for all kids to help support removing toxins naturally, safely, effectively, and then support different organ systems that help children stay calm, for example, or have clarity and more focus in thinking is another product. Then there's another product for helping the GI work. Then there's yet another product that helps remove parasites that kids get exposed to because they're kids. You know, they play in the dirt and all those kinds of things. So it's really the kids created the line in a way because, the need comes first. As a formulator, we need to follow what's presenting in the world. It really does no good if we formulate a product and it doesn't address what real people are really experiencing. So this line is about kids and what they're really experiencing and helping them have the vitality that they have naturally, uncovering it.
So if I was a parent, probably the first thing I would start with is the Detox Trio. And can you tell us a little bit more about that, what's in that those three products? And it's important to let people know, too, these are not big capsules that you take. These are not drugs that pharmaceutical drugs. These are not things that are going to alter them where they cannot perform everyday functions. These are nurturing, supporting herbs, and that's what your products are all about. And these three that you have in the Detox Trio are very simple, so you're not going to be sitting down having to force these down your child because they're just drops, and it's a few times a day, right?
Yeah. Very, yes, that's a great point. These products are what we call a tincture. So they're liquids, and liquids are very easy to put into lemonade, for example, or, you know, our morning, you know, nut drink, whether it's soy milk or the rice, you know, a rice milk, for example. But also you can cook with these products. So we actually have many recipes that parents have created, and they make them in their, you know, gluten-free, casein-free brownies. They put them in their soups. And they're very, very natural tasting. There isn't a heavy, herby flavor to them. And most kids, after a while, actually ask for them in the morning. You know, they want their NDF drops, or they want their Cytoflora or their Liver Life. And, you know, I want to, you know, Jeanette, talk about one thing here. So we have two lines at Bio-Rate, and the Detox Trio is part of the therapeutic line. And that's going to be a little bit stronger formulation for people, and totally fine. We do sell that to direct to consumers all the time. It is our practitioner line that is in many doctors' offices. But also, about a year ago, I formulated Bio-Rate Kids products that are three of the products from the therapeutic line in one bottle. So it's sort of like having a little protocol in a bottle. And these are for any child. Any child can take these, and they're completely buffered so that we only see improvement.
So those would be something that would be very similar in their effectiveness to be able to help kids get started, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. These really help kids get started with supporting things like staying calm, healthy moods, you know, good emotional balance, restful sleep, helping kids deal with stress.
Parents will always ask me, I mean, I am the biggest one with Chinese herbs. It's like, oh, my goodness, they always smell like dead rodent socks. I don't know what it is. I am not akin to the smell, but I know that they're powerful, so I take them anyway. But, you know, I always tell parents that I try the product before I will give it to anybody. And I've tried your products, and they were not strong at all like that, because it's so important. You know, if you can smell it coming at you and you don't feel well already, there's no way this thing is going in. Just no way. Your stomach will already start, you know, making movements, and you're like, I'm not going there. And kids are so attuned to that, I think.
They are, and especially kids that may have some sensory issues, you know, taste is important to them. And no matter what a parent, we have that won't even take water. You know, they just don't like water. They don't like the feel of water. There's issues for them around that when they've got some sensory things going on. And really what it is that they're such well-balanced formulas that we don't have a predominance of, say, the herbs that you would use for an acute issue. Herbs that you use for an acute issue tend to be more bitter, more astringent, the really stinky ones, really strong. The ones that we use in these formulas are along the tonic herbalism line. So tonic herbs are they're milder. They're milder in their flavor, but they also include wonderful berries. So, for example, Schizandra berry. It's an adaptogenic berry that's, you know, wonderful tasting. Or we have lycium or lychee berries. They're also known in the Western world as goji berries. We're huge fans of those at Bio-Rate because they're adaptogenic, which means that they're giving a child what they need and assist them in being adaptable, helping the body be adaptable to their environment. So whatever a child is low in, it helps bring that up, and whatever they're high in, it brings it into range. So that's how they become known as adaptogenic herbs. And then also we have a plethora of different medicinal mushrooms that are very, very mild. And I love using the medicinal mushrooms because they deliver such high impact in nutrient value and specific organ support that we can't get in such high concentrations in our food supply, that this does it very easily. And the medicinal mushrooms are never toxic, so you can't ever take too much and see some sort of toxicity. The medicinal mushrooms are totally non-toxic and safe. So those are some of the ingredients we use, and they are mild on the taste buds for sure.
Now, here's two topics that we'll cover for the end of the show, is that I find these are very important with parents. Number one, how is it going to affect my child in their everyday life? Because, in other words, are there going to be side effects? Are there going to be symptoms? Are there going to be things that are going on that I need to notify a school or a daycare about? And number two, do I need to tell my school and daycare that they're taking these medications or these items because they're not drugs? So really you shouldn't, but parents ask these questions and they are very important.
Oh, absolutely, and they're great questions, and every parent should know this and feel comfortable with what they give their children. And remind me, can you repeat the first question again?
Sure. The first one is side effects. If I'm giving this to my child today and he's going to go to a baseball game, duh.
Okay.
It's like, oh, I'm not going to go. Do I need to come bring toilet paper in the car? Am I going to have to tell the coach? Look, this happens, you know. Do I have to tell the coach that if he has to go to the bathroom or if he doesn't feel good, let him leave? That is very common because parents, when it's a new experience, it's just very much in their forefront. They're like, I don't know anything of this. Therefore, I need to know everything around this.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, it's something that we are very we do not encourage a detox reaction or where a child would need to use the bathroom, you know, immediately. You know, it's very important that parents start with a lower dose with anything, not only BioRaise products and BioRaise Kids products, but with anything, because you always want to have. You want to know what something's doing. And if you just go in and go squirt, squirt, two dropperfuls, and, you know, your child starts acting a little out of the usual, you're going to think, wow, this product doesn't work. Well, in fact, it may be something that your child needs, but really the dose is incorrect. So that's something we actually write a lot about. It's on the instructions on our bottles. It's in our information pieces, and it's on our website. And, for example, the BioRaise Kids line of products, for example, NDF Calm or NDF Shine, one product, Calm, is for the liver and Shine is for the GI tract and colon. These have been buffered so that there isn't going to be any kind of aggravation or, as you said, side effect. We believe that a child should either only feel the same or improve. If they feel anything else, then it means that we got the dose incorrect and we need to back off on that a little bit, or maybe take it with food. So those would be the first two things to start. But these are very safe and easy to use to begin. So, you know, some people like to start products on a Friday after school. We'll recommend that. And then, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've got this, you know, time off, this fabulous, you know, beginning to the summer. And it's a great time to integrate things like the BioRaise products into the morning, you know, morning breakfast time, because these act as a food. The body utilizes them as a food. And what the body can't use just simply goes out the normal waste elimination pathways.
And then the other one was, do I need to notify anybody that takes care of my child of them taking these drops? And that's important.
No.
Because I'll tell you, when I used to leave my four kids off at daycare and my daughter would have echinacea or orange juice, they had like a hemorrhage. I had to go throw it away.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, and it, parents do know that that's a problem. That is a problem in their everyday life.
Yes. Well, you know, I appreciate that schools, you know, want to know. You know, they want to know. But I have to tell you a little bit about our history with kids, because we've helped several thousand children at this point. We actually get the opposite request. We get requests from parents, get requests from their kids' teachers saying, whatever you gave your child this morning, could we have some to give him or her in the afternoon? Because we notice a difference. We notice a difference in their ability to pay attention, to listen, to follow instructions. Their behavior is more cooperative. You know, when we aren't addressing these or having these toxins moving out daily, either with foods or with something like BioRaise products, our kids, they back up, and our kids start showing the signs through their behavior. And so on the BioRaise Kids line, these they're non-alcohol tinctures, and they are flavored with natural fruit juice concentrate. So, for example, we have citrus, we have berry, we do have one that's vanilla bean that tastes like vanilla, and parents can simply put 2 dropperfuls in their child's water and send it to them with school, and it just tastes like a flavored water.
So it's not something that's going to raise red flags all across the board.
No, and it's very benign on the taste bud, so kids love it.
Right.
They love their flavored water, and there really isn't anything that's noticeable. You know, these are over the counter. These are not drugs. These are supplements that balance the body's organs and assist the body to remove toxins, dioxin, heavy metals, PCBs, all of those. We have lab tests showing that these are what our products assist the body to naturally remove. You don't have to tell a school about any dietary supplement. Technically, that's what the law says. Now, I believe in being cooperative with the school, with teachers, especially if something's creating an issue. But as I mentioned before, most of the time, our parents report back that, wow, you know, my kid's had his best day ever since starting your product. And that's the response we get.
Now, how about the idea of going forward? They do this for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. Are they going to be on this forever? Is this something that, you know, we always think of adults, you know. I have the worst thing I hate to say to parents is once you take home that high blood pressure medicine, you've got that for life. You're going to go to your grave with it. You know, and we don't like to think that we would give our kids something that we would also have that same effect. But that's not what these do. And these would not be for that long of a period of time, right?
No, they're not. This isn't something to fix a problem. These are things that work with the body to balance what the body wants to do naturally. Now, there's maybe a period of time where there's something that a parent wants to look at. For example, what if, you know, a child has an issue with staying calm? They fidget in school. They can't sit in circle. You would want to work with the products until you see this dissipate, till you see it go away. And we do see that with our products. And then you would just do what we call maintenance dose. You know, maybe it's, a couple of times a week, or maybe it's, you know, once a week or once a month. It's really up to the parents, as you said, you know, to notice what your child doing, how are they eating. We'll naturally see kids increase their, you know, when they have a low appetite, they'll become hungry when we're addressing organ support, for example. So, you know, if that starts something starts slowing down, or the ability to sit in circle or focus comes back, then you would just, you know, put a couple dropperful in their water or their juice again, and it's not something that has to be done every day. It's like noticing, oh wow, we really haven't had that many vegetables today. I'm gonna really, you know, make, you know, a meat dish and a couple of side steamed vegetables and a salad. You know, it's just part of life. When you notice it, it's time to do it. And you will see a resolution by supporting the organs, though, and removing toxins. You just, we see our kids flourish when this is happening.
Do you find that being a Chinese-based, do you find that the seasons of the year have indications for certain products?
Not really with our kids. I've got to tell you, kids are kids are kids. And man, when they've got something going on, really, I don't notice that the seasons, yes, we can notice like high histamines, you know,
right.
For example, in the springtime. But we'll often see those with kids that, you know, the heater comes on in the wintertime in school, mm-hmm. at home, there's carpeting, there's pets. The dander gets heated up. You know, there's dust in the HVAC system. That's, you know, so it's kids are extremely aware, and their bodies are in this day and age much more sensitive to what's in the environment. So, yes, there's seasonal times where we will see high histamine from it being springtime. And then, you know, we have a wonderful product for that, NDF Focus from our children's line, BioRay Kids, and then Loving Energy from BioRay Therapeutic line. And both of those support adrenal function, support decrease in, you know, that response to histamine. And, you know, so those are two real staples that parents like to keep in their cabinets for those kinds of when those come up. But, you know, kids really, you know where kids have been, and I love this about kids. They're so direct. They tell you what's going on, or their body tells you what's going on, and there's no hiding it, and I also feel that there's no cutting corners to help them deal with it. You know, we go to a lot of trouble to make sure we get organic and wildcrafted herbs, for example, that I really believe in using the highest quality herbs that we can.
I think there's no filter with kids. That just it is what it is, and that's so important. And then when you come to adults, it's like, you know, they could come to you for years, and you'll still never get back at the core of whatever is going on. Because it's, you know, they've lived a shorter life. They don't really know what they're saying or not saying to have judgment on, so they're able to just say what they think and feel, and that's so important. Can you say, so also talking back about, excuse me, giving these to the kids and letting them go on their merry day, this is something grandmother or grandfather can give to them if they're there in the summer. And that's really important, too, because a lot of kids, man, when they get to their grandparents' houses, you know, it's a whole other set of rules and regulations, you know. And it always seems like they either get totally great or they are so far under the covers that you can't even figure it out.
Yeah, it's true. You know, my kids were raised on a primarily organic diet, and I can share with you that they loved going to Grandma and Grandpa's house because Grandma would make Velveeta cheese, melted cheese, grilled cheese sandwiches on Wonder Bread, right?
And, you know, yeah, right.
Love that. You know, that's taste bud heaven.
Right.
And Woody, our oldest boy, he would pay the price a couple days later. And,
right.
And by the way, Grandma, there's no offense, and I don't, you know, I've got to make that disclaimer. It's part of the relationship. It's part of being a
right.
grandparent and saying, hey, I just adore you. You're my grandson. I want to give you anything you want, even 5 grilled cheeses that I know may give you a stomach ache, you know, the next day.
Right.
And these products help buffer that. So, you know, you want to increase the bowels moving, you know, for example, because actually they tend to get blocked up by that type of food. So you want to make sure those are working. That will help. But then you also want to do things like NDF Focus because that's going to help bind those toxins that are, you know, that may or may not be in the Velveeta cheese and the Wonder Bread and help move those down and out in a very gentle, safe, effective way. And, you know, speaking of NDF Focus, you can utilize NDF Focus this summer or NDF Plus in the therapeutic line to help mitigate any kind of chlorine exposure swimming in chlorinated pools. So a lot of our parents, some of their kids, their exercise of choice is swimming and swimming pools, and it's great exercise. Mm-hmm. But they'll have an environmental sensitivity to the chlorine. And we've shown in our testing that we can neutralize pool-added chlorine with NDF or NDF Focus. And so parents can give a few drops of NDF Plus before their kids go into the pool, or a full dropper full of NDF Focus, and then again afterwards, and then we don't see kids with the itchy eyes and the runny noses and sneezing,
right,
and that watery mouth that comes from that exposure to chlorine.
Or the urinary tract infections the kids always seem to get. You know, or they get a lot of these rashes and they're sitting there scratching like nobody's business after being in a pool because it just can't get out of their skin. The chlorine can't come out.
It's very difficult. It is.
You know, I think it's important, too. We have about 5 minutes left to talk about. I think it's important for parents to start to learn about what in the world is not something that you want to engage in, and how to decipher that and start teaching your children that. I know here we live in New Orleans, around the lake where there was a walking path, it was great, everybody used it. But then they decided to fix the levee around the lake, so there was no more walking path for years. So everybody started walking on the path down the middle of this one road. Well, down the middle of that road on what we call the neutral ground, the grass down the middle, it has towers going to the transformers. So you would walk under these big, huge towers that carried all the power lines. You know, you go under about 10 of them, and then you go around, turn mm-hmm. around, go back under 10 of them again. And it's like, I would always say to people, are you seriously kidding me? You may as well stop walking because it's not doing squat for you. And they don't understand that getting yourself involved in situations that you shouldn't only makes things harder later on, and then the need for all of this extra work and these extra products. In other words, if you know that French fries are bothering your kids, stop buying them out. Get them somewhere else. Or what I always tell parents, they would say, oh, well, he has to have this cherry juice. I said, just don't go down that lane in the store. And when you come home, say, oh, my gosh, I forgot. You're the parent, you know. You really mm-hmm. need to start making, stand up and make some of these decisions.
Yes, it's, you know, the first thing you spoke about, you know, the towers, electromagnetic fields, you know, that's real. Those emit a pulse that disrupts homeostasis in the body or how the body likes to work. So choosing somewhere to walk and exercise where you rejuvenate your cells and your child cells is you're going to gain ground in health and well-being versus possibly, you know, putting the body in harm's way because it's not healthy. And likewise, I agree with you. Food is something that is so fundamental to building us as human beings. I mean, quite literally, the first foods the foods that we have in the first 5 years of life are how our brain understands how to get nutrition from these specific foods. It's like our computer, you know, it's built in. So it's really, you know, I use this as an example because, you know, how else would the body know how to get nutrients from different foods? Well, it had to experience them. It had to work with them. And then you see somebody diverge, you know, from the way that they ate the first 5 years of life, and we oftentimes would see people get very sick. So, you know, it's important for parents to feed their kids foods that can be their allies for life because that's what those foods become, the foods that we all had those first 5 years of life. And if they were really, really bad foods, you know, take a little homeopathic dose of that when, you know, you're feeling a little funky. I mean, that's just a little clinical tip. But, you know, for the most part, you know, if you're had a German ancestry and you ate, you know, krauts, different fermented veggies and meats, those are going to be your ally for life. And it is relevant that parents pay attention to keeping their kids on fresh fruits and veggies and clean, lean meats versus, you know, things like French fries and, you know, weird meats. I say weird meats because I have no idea what's in the meat in those burgers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can remember when I, my kids are all now 23 to 33, and I remember when they were born, they were breastfed till they were exactly a year old in one day, and then they started on food. They did not get any food before that first year, and now I'm in the South, and it's like they're pushing food at 2 and 3 months. Oh, he's hungry. He has to have this. He has to have that. It's like, so what if he screams, you know? Just, you know, maybe he needs something else besides giving him food all the time. And then they say, oh, see, he likes it. His face lights up when I give him this. Well, of course it does, because he got what he wanted. It's not necessarily always about the food. And that's very discerning that people need to look at that and say, oh, okay. And I can remember, like I said in the beginning, with my kids would take echinacea and stuff in their orange juice when we lived in the north. And my kids ate really well. And when they got older, in their teens, every single one of them rebelled like nobody's business. Mom's crazy. We're not doing this stuff. Blah, 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 blah. Well, now that they're in their 20s and 30s, you would not believe the difference. They're right back to what mom was given to them when they were 4 and 5 years old. So parents, take heart. You know, do the best you can now. And if it gets off kilter, it'll get back on, because they'll notice that their body's not working well. My daughter called me the other day. She says, man, she says, my face just will not clear up, so I finally quit dairy. And I'm going, yeah, no kidding, you know. But I just had to step back and let her find that out herself. So when we think about teens and young adults, you have to step back and let them find it themselves, just knowing that you're doing the best you can at every step.
Yes, it is. It's normal for kids when they're in their teens to want, you know, hot dogs and pizza and ice cream and everything else under the sun, because all teenagers are eating that, and it feels weird for them not to, you know. They want to fit in. There's peer pressure. It tastes good, and it's appropriate. It's appropriate behavior. So, you know, it's always about educating, and that's what we're about at BioRay, is any way we can help parents understand more about how their child's body is working. For example, we have a list on our website of foods that do help enhance the liver to work. Or we have a list of symptoms and solutions when your child is doing something that you don't understand, like chewing on their shirt sleeve or their collar, and noting that this mm-hmm. may be a zinc deficiency. You know, there's little clues like that that we need to share as parents and as providers in different, you know, ways in healthcare, because it's all about education. And, the more parents understand what their child is going through and what these signs they're giving mean, the better they're going to be able to help their child, and the better that their child is going to, do in school or do in the family or cooperate with their friends, have good friendships, for example. These are all make up a really healthy child, and it really starts with us helping parents understand. But, you know, I got to tell you, Dr. Gallagher, we have some smart parents out there. Sometimes, you know, I wonder if I'm talking to a doctor when parents call, because they really are on the ball. They feed their kids great foods. They know different remedies. So, you know, it takes all of us to make the world go round.
It sure does, and I think that just everyone has to share what they know, and then eventually it will get to the people that need to know about it. So, Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us today. Could you give us information about how your website and how parents can find out more about BioRay?
Absolutely. BioRay.com is BioRay Therapeutics. Those are our stronger line of remedies, and BioRayKids.com are the remedies that have been sweetened and flavored with different fruit juice concentrates that are for any and all kids. And we would love to hear from people. So if you want to reach out to us, There's a way to do that at both websites, BioRayKids.com and BioRay.com. Thank you so much, Jeanette, for having me on this call. It's been great. Really wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, because, you know, parents have no clue, and they hear these words bouncing around. And I think it's really important to decipher what the words mean so that you can pay attention to help your kids.
Yes. Well, that's what we're here for, is to help help parents make their life easy. And many parents are already on the road to recovery with their kids in many ways. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Stephanie.
Thank you. You too.
If you'd like more information about BioRay, it is BioRay.com. The link is on today's show page. And these products are definitely something that children love. They will know when they start to feel better. It will be a great thing for them to take. It'll make your life much easier, and you'll be knowing that you're doing something absolutely fabulous for your child's health. So thank you so much for being with us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and have a great day.